The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And I hear he's just gotten even busier. And that's true, because he's gotten even busier online, but he can't leave his house. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, look, we're just hanging in here like everybody else. Let's face it, these are scary times. There's so much advice about the coronavirus. The best thing I heard this week while I was preparing this little segment is behave as if you have the virus, okay? So you're highly contagious. Imagine that that's true, even though it's not, of course, and just don't get close to people. It's not a good time to go hugging anybody. And just respect the protocols of social distancing. So if you just turn out to have it, then you're not spreading it, okay? And that got me thinking a lot about the invincibles, quote unquote. Those are the younger people, usually under 40 years of age, who say stuff like, "I'm really healthy. I'm too healthy to get this coronavirus. And I know it's causing a global pandemic, but that doesn't have anything to do with me." And to that, I would say, you know what? Don't make me laugh. You're kidding yourself. And you're a danger to us if you don't follow the protocols that are all over TV and you know what the rules are, just do it. Jill, you must have seen those photographs, those pictures of the crowded Florida beaches.
Yes, and I will, but I'm going to interject and say that a couple of days before Italy went on that complete lockdown during the time that the three regions were on lockdown. Their beaches, their ski slopes, you name it, the train stations, the airport, just looked like Florida beaches.
Yep, crowded.
With no thought whatsoever to how that might be affecting things. And in fact, you knew this, we knew this, and it's very hard to get free people.
I think we're seeing an instance where I saw one of the statistics is that the disease was spread 80% of the time by people who did not realize they had the virus. They had no symptoms. So you have no symptoms, but you're still contagious for about a week before the symptoms kick in. That's when, obviously, you're at your most dangerous. What really disturbed me about it, okay, these kids gathered on their spring break down at the beaches, that's bad enough. The people running those towns.
Absolutely.
Kept the beaches
Why?
Open Is that- to make a buck on a crowd, on a bunch of knuckleheads, rather than protect the public. I mean, the leaders of those towns, there should be a special little area right there in their local jails for them until this thing blows over. So I'd say to our listeners,
6 feet apart.
Yeah, I'd say to our listeners this: look, if you in part of your family you've got quote unquote invincible, a kid not quite an adult, okay, grandkid, somebody who thinks, oh, this can't bother me. Give the kid a call and pass along these facts from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, right now. One out of five of the people hospitalized with the coronavirus, one out of five, are under 40 years old, okay? And something like one out of 10 are in intensive care because they're really, really sick. It isn't just, flu that blows over, and they're under 40, okay? The recent survey we did, this was healthcare.com, and they did a survey, national survey, more than 2,000 people, very accurate, plus or minus 2 percentage points. Look, it shows very clearly that the young are being selfish. There are way too many of the invisibles who aren't respecting social distancing, as we discuss other precautions that are causing mass contagion all over the world. I mean, in Italy, people are dying at a rate where they cannot bury them. They're taking the bodies out in truck convoys. We could get to that spot. We get there if people don't listen and stop treating this as a game. This is not a game. Again, you took to the, look to the young people that were polled, okay, 18 to 34. They're saying, this is one out of five of them, they're saying that if they suspected they had the highly contagious virus, that they would wait up to 7 days or perhaps wait indefinitely, one out of five, before they'd go for help, go for any medical help. Those are the people that really could spread the disease. That's really dangerous, and they're disproportionately under about age 34. You want to know the national average on this? Here's a contrast. People over 55, 75% of them say they'd get help immediately. That contrasts with these young kids who say, and in many cases, they wouldn't do anything at all. Okay? So, now, Jill, I hate to be depressing about this subject, but are you ready for a little chutzpah? Should I give you some chutzpah?
Are you using the term correctly?
I think I am. Well, okay. You tell me, okay?
All right.
Okay, so these are younger people. They're walking around, right, getting sick, spreading the virus sooner or later. They say someone else should pay their bills for a coronavirus, right?
That's chutzpah.
That's chutzpah, don't you think?
Yeah, right? It's even chutzpah with a chuh.
You're better. You got better than I do. All right. This is, again, more than the national averages. These young kids are saying, hey, somebody else should pay the bills. The government, the insurance company should come on in. And that includes the screening. Okay, fine. Government says it will cover the screening. How about the treatments? I mean, if you get this virus or fear you do, you're in your doctor's office. There are extra blood tests being run. If you go to the ER, we know it. That's $2,000. You get stuck in a hospital overnight, that's $3,000. I mean, These are big bills. And these kids, not only besides the chutzpah and the selfishness, there's another reason for this. Because the survey, again, clearly shows that these young people don't have the money to pay the surprise bill. So they should be very careful because they don't have the money to pay the bill. But something like 60% of them say they're not very confident or not confident at all that they have enough money to pay the bill. Okay? Where would they turn? Where do you think they would turn if they needed money for medical bills, right? One out of four say they borrow from the family. So here we go, right? They're walking around. They're not taking proper precautions. They're threatening to spread this virus among their friends, among their coworkers, and their families. And then they turn around and say, hey, you know what? I got it too. And the very people that I'm causing to get this virus in my own family, now, you know what? I got to borrow some money from you. That's a chutzpah with a capital chut. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, and unfortunately, and this is a constant refrain of mine, for which I apologize, but we have created for a lot of these kids, and I'm saying anybody under 40, but in the last 15 years or so, we've created a format for them to feel rather disconnected from the world by and large, which is the constant screenage, because, you know, you just have a totally different interaction when you are dealing with things through the, you know, your own personal portal, so to speak, than if you're, you know, stuck in a room with 30 other people and you have to say, excuse me, if you want someone to move.
Yeah, we got to think of others, which too many of these kids, and I say kids for under 40, and I've lived long enough for that privilege. Look. I don't have any more practical advice.
I was just going to say, how do you persuade someone though who really doesn't? You can't just assume that everyone is thick as two short planks.
I think what happens. I think what happens is their friends and are going to get sick, and they're same age, and they're going to get awfully sick and be in and have their lives threatened, and if they can find a ventilator or actually die at a young age, that's going to be sobering. Unfortunately, it's right around the corner.
Now, it's also going to be, as someone used to say, a little late for herpesod, you know, because by the time that is happening, they've already exposed Lord knows how many people to this.
Well, that's one of the great worries. And that's why I think the government now, the CDC and others, are putting out statistics about the sickness rate among young people to drive the point home. And they certainly weren't happy about those crowded beaches. set, and that got a lot of play. But look, we're trying to live our lives day to day, okay? And we're up here in Lakeville. I mean, it's one of the things we did. We were going to spend time up here, but now we're here full time. We're essentially in lockdown. We've stopped going out except when necessary to the grocery store, the pharmacy. I'll stop for gasoline, but frankly, we're not driving anywhere, so I don't need much gasoline.
Do you do takeout from
restaurants?
I didn't
even bring my car in for a minor repair. I can wait on the repair. I was just afraid who's going to be pouring over the car. And then I have to get into the car and I touch the handle, and maybe that's enough to pass on the disease. I mean, that's.
And by the way, I need to it works both ways, because different businesses are asking that people really be conscientious about how they're feeling before they come in.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely, and I'm very sympathetic. I called. There's a custom photo place in New York City run by a guy named Joe. He does great work. You take your old bent, wedding pictures that are all faded and whatnot. You bring it to him, and he makes them beautiful. So I had a little work for him, and I called him up on Tuesday. It was noon. He was taking care of his second customer of the day. At about that point, he usually has 20, okay? It's a little teeming little shop. And I said, Joe, what are you going to do? And he said, if this keeps up, I'm going to close down by Friday. And then he said, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm not sure how I'm going to feed my family. So not only is he in there and customers are coming in, maybe carrying the virus to him, but there aren't even enough customers to keep him in business. My daughter, Nina, and her husband, Ben, we've got this wonderful little granddaughter, Gia, who goes to daycare. Well, can't go to daycare. They could bring the disease back into the apartment. So she's home with them. But our son-in-law and our daughter continue to pay the woman running the daycare center, even though they're not sending Gia, because they don't want her to go out of business.
And
but how many people are like that, and is that going to be enough to get? To keep that little daycare center alive.
Don't know the answer to that question, but the other thing, and this is my view, we've got 2 minutes left, I'm just going to throw this in. We have a similar situation here where our underwriters obviously are not getting, we're keeping them on the air and we're keeping the radio station going and. But it would be very helpful if people actually, turn this around a little bit and start doing it, if you will, one day at a time, instead of trying to figure out how, because you can't make good decisions without, all you can do is really destabilize yourself if you're trying to figure out from what's going on right now where you're going to be in 2 weeks.
Right.
So
right.
Mostly it's like, great, if you can do that, support your business for, do just be nice people for now. And
well, I think that's right. I mean, if you can support a small business, and this is time, I think, for gift certificates that you'll use later in the summer, it's a good time to, if you can afford to make a donation to Robinhood Radio and other businesses that could use the help and stay in. Look, Danny Meyer, who runs a restaurant chain in Union Square Cafe and other, the Modern, great restaurants in New York City, I've known him for decades. He's a true humanitarian. Danny Meyer had to make the gut-wrenching decision to lay off 2,000 people because, as he said, he had absolutely no revenue. No one was going into his restaurants. So he had to turn around and lay off 2,000 people. Now, there's 2,000 people
that can't pay for
hanging on by their fingernails. And, the federal government talks about $1,200.
I don't know how that's
making less than $100,000. Yeah, sure, that's better than nothing. But that's a Band-Aid.
There's something going around that's really interesting. I hope that it's picked up on. But we will have to address that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of address, at a later time. So I am going to say, stay well. And
okay.
To be continued.
Let me just repeat one more time, okay? What could make this less than the disaster we're imagining is that if everyone imagines this moment going forward, you have this virus, you are contagious, please don't pass it on. That will help. It will help a lot, okay? And if there's somebody in your household who hasn't gotten the message, you know what? Take them aside, keep the social distance, and try to get that message across. That's the most important thing that we can do right now.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective at robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, you can call, and on my desk.